Anyone watch Third Rock from the Sun? My favorite part was, incoming message from the big giant head. I know, silly, but it stuck with me all these years. This morning's incoming message, aka inspirational quote in my inbox, was about community. How its true essence is, harmony, love, and understanding, created by our daily life together. This was in abundance as we came together to listen to music at last Friday's Lazy Days event. Sharing how we feel, tapping our feet in rhythm to the music, singing along, for a brief time we set aside our daily struggles and came together in harmony, even if we sang a bit off key. And there's science behind the impact music has on us. Adriana Barton and local musician Simon Parody, he described himself as her stunt guitarist, opened the Festival of the Written Arts with a fascinating presentation on her book Wired for Music, A Search for Health and Joy Through the Science of Sound. We're hardwired to respond to music. Melody and rhythm light up our brain with dopamine as it travels down the same pathways as opioid drugs. Soothing beats calm us. Heavy ones keep us going. I watched a brilliant young Norwegian golfer walk away with the PGA's prize trophy this weekend. Asked by an interviewer what music inspires him, he responded, "Heavy metal. I'll send you the playlist, keep an open mind." As well as bringing music to the masses, these events provide an opportunity to fundraise. Joan is our dynamic, pink-haired, tattoo-decorated, beautiful 50-50 ticket hawker. She told me it takes her a long time to sell the tickets because everyone asks about her tattoos. And it's not a judgment thing, it's a genuine interest in the art that decorates her body. It would appear that she is doing more than laughing and talking. She brought in almost $1,000 last Friday, with half going to the winner and half to be donated to nonprofits who benefit our community. It's amazing how much joy a bag of popcorn generates. When the music ended and the sun began to set, about 50 people settled into a makeshift outdoor movie theater to watch Bugs Bunny and Back to the Future. "Would you like a bag of popcorn?" I asked. You'd thought that I had offered them a free gold bar, the delight in their faces as they exclaimed, "Oh yes." Needless to say, I was full to the brim with the essence of our community in the park that evening. Coming to Half Moon Bay, the final HBCA event of the year, co-hosted by 91.7 Coast FM. Join us at Cooper's Green Park on September 10th for the Seaside Shuffle. Morning, Seaside, and Yoga plans are in the works, followed by an afternoon of music. Details including sponsors and vendors can be found on our website www.halfmoon-bay.ca. Michelle at the Half Moon Bay Nursery tells me she's planning an Equinox market on September 22nd. She'll provide details soon.